Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams, and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of spirituality and a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space. And believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, mentor, and coach. And my purpose is to help visionaries manifest everything they want through alignment, spirituality, and tangible strategy. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. This is your host, Viola Hug, and I am super excited to have a relatively new friend of mine, but such an amazing freaking human being on the show today. So I am really, really honored and excited to introduce you guys to Stephanie Schultz. So Stephanie is the founder of the fitness program, Courageously Confident, which you guys have to like look into that if you haven't already, because it's just mind-blowingly amazing. And Steph will tell you a little bit more about her story, but I've always really admired her because she has such a beautiful blend of like, firstly, this like amazing energy, this like fierceness about her. And she gets people such incredible results in her fitness program because she doesn't only do fitness, like she ties in mindset and she has just like such wealth of knowledge in business and all of these other things as well. So she's freaking awesome. To sum it up,
I love it.
Welcome to the show, Steph.
Thank you so much, Viola. I am so happy to be here and chatting with you today. I love your energy. And like you said, we're like new friends, but I feel like you're one of these people that I'm just like, okay, I like her. I know her. I like her energy.
Yeah, let's be friends.
And we get along really well.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, why don't you tell, let's start with your story. Let's dive deep. Like, tell us, like, I like to go back. Like, let's start at the very beginning. Like, what were you like as a child and how did your life develop into the epicness it is now?
Oh my gosh. I love this already. Starting way back. Okay. So I had a really great childhood. Like, I grew up in a very, very like amazing family. I have amazing parents. I have an older brother. I grew up in a smallish town, you know, it's just like your average kid, right? And I think I made a post about this and you commented, you're like, oh my God, this is so me. I remember being really young, like 4 years old, like 5 years old, and feeling like I'm kind of different. You know, like I feel like I'm kind of different than the other kids. And that's such a weird thing for a five-year-old to even think. And I don't think I understood at the time what that even meant. I just kind of had this feeling. And so growing up, you know, I did well in school. I had friends, all these things, but I always felt like something was missing. And I always felt like I was holding part of who I was. I think a lot of us do that, you know, in our teenage years, right? Trying to fit in with people and all those kinds of things. But I definitely feel like I was definitely hiding who I was just to fit in and, you know, to have friends and be cool, whatever. I was very much the smart girl. Like I cared so much about getting really good grades. I was a teacher's pet. Like I was that person. I definitely had negative body image from a very young age. Like I was that awkward redhead kid with like crooked teeth and just kind of chubby, like, and I can laugh about it now, but at the time, like I definitely had negative body image and that affected me a lot. You know, I definitely remember complaining and having moments, you know, with my mom saying, why do I look like this? Or like, why is my body like this? You know, at a very young age. And I feel like I dealt with it by focusing a lot on success in terms of numbers. Like, you know, I said, I really like got good grades and like the 90% and the A plus and all these things. And I just focused on like, okay, if I don't love my body and I'm holding myself back, I'll just get good grades and I'll just get my validation from, you know, external sources. So that was kind of like, even, you know, very young into my teenage years. And then I went to university to actually study to become a teacher. Obviously that didn't happen, but I studied psychology and sociology. And those years I was a young adult and I was stepping more into who I was. And that's when I realized, you know, in hindsight, all of the years that I was suppressing kind of who I was turned into anxiety, depression, and an eating disorder. So here I was away at university, like not knowing what the heck I'm doing, living alone for the first time, away from my family. And I realized that all the years that I was suppressing, not being happy with myself, caught up with me. And like I said, it turned into something really, really negative. Yeah. And so that was really hard for me to even comprehend myself, let alone, you know, express or get help or realizing mm-hmm. what was going on. I would say it was like a good 2 to 3 years of this really dark time. And then I just kind of hit a wall and realized, what am I doing? Like, I am not happy. I don't have to live my life like this. I don't have to have the quote unquote perfect life of going to school and getting this perfect job and all these things, because I wasn't truly happy. So that's kind of what happened. I hit a wall. I realized I wasn't happy and I dropped out, so to speak, of university before finishing becoming a teacher. And that was like the scariest moment of my life because of my type A personality, like dropping out of school, telling my family that was so hard because I had no plan. I had literally had no idea what I was going to do next. So that's a lot in a very short explanation. So I moved back home. I got part-time jobs. I started to be more present on social media, kind of expressing my journey through this self-love, body love kind of thing. I, you know, started to get into fitness in more of a healthier aspect myself. And I was very much documenting that on my social media. Again, part-time jobs, I was doing online courses, just kind of figuring out what my interest was. And so this I find very interesting. I love to share. So I landed what I thought was my dream job. I was doing social media for, at the time, my like favorite fitness influencer. I was running her social media. Like I was like, oh my God, like I love social media. I love her. This is like every one of her fans' dream job. It was amazing. I was working from home. And then it turned out that it wasn't so amazing because a lot of her morals and things that she was preaching wasn't the same as what was behind the scenes in the business. This is where you really see the true colors of people. Needless to say, that ended. And I was like, okay, now what? I kind of freaked out because I need a job and I need to be doing things. And right. So I freaked out and my family and my fiance, now boyfriend at the time, was like, just take a week to do nothing, right? Like take a week and chill. But I have no chill. No. So I landed a part-time job at the gym that I work out now and I quit after 4 hours. And I realized at that very moment that I was meant to run my own business because I needed to so badly in my heart and soul express my own message to my followers. You know, I didn't want to be that person behind someone else's social media talking about someone else's message. I needed to share my message. So that was kind of the sign that all these things led up for a reason. And I was very vulnerable on social media for a reason. And I said, I'm going to start this online business thing. And that's kind of a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, kind of when it started. And here I am today, full-time online fitness coach, mindset coach, business coach, living the dream, living my life.
Amazing. That's so cool. I love the story. And I know that you're just like, oh my gosh, right now, because isn't it so funny how sometimes we reflect as well and we're like, damn, I'm awesome. Like, high five to me.
Right? And it's so crazy to think about. It's so crazy the journey that we all go through, like from, you know, being young, expecting your life to turn out one way, and then mm-hmm. it's completely the opposite. And it's so awesome, right? Like, yeah. It's so awesome now, even though you never expect it. So mm-hmm. I love to reflect. And I mean, that story, I just told it in such a short amount of time, but like, I could talk about it for days, all the things that happened and how it affected me. But, you know, the main thing is, I think we go through changes for a reason. We go through struggles for a reason, and then we end up somewhere really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I so agree. And just one quick thing. You're Canadian, right?
I am Canadian. I am from Ontario.
Yes, amazing. Because I'm Canadian too. I don't know if you know.
No, okay. I did not know this. Where are you from?
So my like history is mega mixed, but I was born in British Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. But I only lived there for 10 days until my family moved me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I went on my first flight when I was 10 days old, but I grew up always somewhere between Canada, America, and like Germany till I was 4, and then back and forth between Canada and America a little bit, and then Canada mostly, but the majority of my time I spent in Nova Scotia on the East Coast, but I also lived in Ontario for a little while.
What? Okay. So next time you're back in Canada, we have to get together.
I know.
That is so crazy.
I know. Canada's on the radar because Nick and I are both like, you know, we're doing our digital nomad thing at the moment, just like traveling around the world, trying to find somewhere to live. And Canada just always like really comes out as us, so, like out to us. So we might come back for a little while and do a little bit of a stint. And we're a little bit scared of the winter right now. So it might be closer to the holidays, but
yeah, stay away in the winter for sure.
That's the whole reason. Because when I was 16, we moved out of Canada to New Zealand. And that was the whole reason. It was like the winter. They're like, it's too long.
Yeah, it's too long. It's too cold. And yeah, it's awful. But I don't know how I get through it. I'm not a winter person. I hate being cold. And I honestly don't know how I do it.
Yeah,
Eric, my fiance, is like, how do you survive? I'm like, I don't know.
I literally asked the same question about myself as well, because I love being warm as well. I don't like being cold. And I've like glorified Canadian winters. Like, I'm always like, I want to go to Canada. And Nick's like, you realize it's like freezing there right now. I'm like, yeah, but it's different in Canada. It's fun. And I think it's just because I have like so many memories of like, you know, when you're a kid, the winter is like literally the best thing ever. You like can have so
and
much
it can-
fun.
It can be really nice and it can be really pretty, mm-hmm. but I can only have my small dose of, you know, being outside in it. So for sure, Canadian winter is amazing, but also, I mean, they can get old really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. So one of the things you brought up in your story, which I think is huge, and I feel like, you know, from what I've witnessed of like what you do, is really help people shift their perspective of themselves through fitness and mindset. And that's something you obviously really struggled with. Like, how do you think you were able to shift your body image perspective and your confidence and that sort of thing? Because I mean, I know we all go through our struggles, but I'd say for the most part, you are like friggin' rocking it, and you feel good about yourself, I think, for the most part.
Yeah. So I mean, my perspective on body image is, it has nothing to do with your physical body. It's all about your mindset.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I could look the same today and tomorrow be like, oh my gosh, like what is wrong with my body? And today I could feel amazing. So I really talk a lot about that to my clients and just in general on social media. But, you know, how do you make that shift? It's really interesting. And I'm glad you brought that up, because today I was kind of reflecting and I wrote about it, and it comes down to really a choice. Like for me, I spent years literally like hating myself, and that's exhausting. That's really exhausting. And I just hit a wall, and I was like, I could choose to continue down this path of hating myself, or I could choose to start loving myself. And that sounds so much easier said than done, but it is really baby steps. It's baby steps of, you know, what do you love about yourself? It's baby steps of just like loving yourself without having to look in the mirror, look at a picture. You know, it's loving yourself, whether, you know, you're this weight or another weight. It's that. And so I was writing today about, I chose to hang out on this kind of frequency of always loving myself, but accepting that there are going to be bad days and bad moments in there, because I don't believe mm-hmm. we always love ourselves all day, every day, right? Mm-hmm. We all have that, you know, negative body image moment, I feel like, mm-hmm. but the difference is how we kind of step out of it, right? Whereas yeah. before I would have stayed in that lane forever for months. Whereas now I'll be like, oh, I don't feel so hot. Like, what's going on? And then it's usually like, oh, I'm stressed, or I feel bloated, or like whatever. And I'm able to jump out of it pretty quickly. So I just made the conscious decision to say, I am always going to hang out in this frequency, this high vibe frequency of loving myself. And anytime I feel like I'm in a little funk, it's okay. It's normal. I pick myself out. So that's really, you know, how I decided to pull myself out of it, is just, it's exhausting. I knew I was meant for more. And if I want to do all the things I want to do in my life, I can't hate myself. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to that. Mm-hmm.
I love that, because I 150 billion percent agree. Like, yes. So much, because I've had the same thing with so many things in my life. Like, even I talk about this a lot in my story, and it wasn't to do with body image. It was about believing in myself. Because, and like deciding that I was going to do it. And because I had so I always had this inner knowing, like what you said, that I was going to do all these amazing things. And I truly believe everyone actually has that within them. It's just the level that it gets suppressed. It might be different for different people. But, you know, I had this feeling, and I knew that there was more that I wanted to do. But it's just like my external life, I was looking for all of the reasons why I couldn't do it. And I was just like, see, I'm not pretty enough because I got dumped by my boyfriend. And I'm not smart enough because this person got a better grade than me. And it was like, there was this consistent comparison, and there was this consistent, like, yeah, like I was validating why I couldn't do it. And then eventually it switched, and I was just like, I need to snap the F out of this. Like, and it was so interesting, because I don't even really know where it came from, because I hadn't really started personal development yet. Like, I wasn't really surrounded by people that were encouraging of that. I just woke up one day and I was like, I need to wake the F up and start caring about the life that I have and doing amazing things with it. And that was
100%. I was the same way, because I wasn't really into this whole like personal development thing, right, either. I was out of university, back home. And I think it was just a moment too. I woke up and I'm like, I need to snap out of it. I need to change. It just kind of happened myself. So yeah, I love that. And yeah, it absolutely applies to everything in life, not just body image, right? But anything, just feeling like you're not good enough, whether it's to do something or whatever. And I totally agree. You know, we can, I think a lot of people think their life is the way it is and it can't change. Like for money, for example, like, oh, I grew up in a poor family. My parents are poor, so I'll be poor, right? Or we have these like beliefs, and then we just hold ourselves accountable to them because it's easy and it's comfortable. It's what we know, right? Yeah. It could be easy to not change. It could be easy to stay hating your body. It's hard to work on bettering yourself. It is hard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people stay in that zone of comfort and not growing and not seeing their true potential, because it is challenging. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is hard to find that self-love. It is hard to, you know, truly transform your life and live the life of your dreams. And that's why I think it's amazing that we, like, this is like the era of coaches, and we're here to show people, like, you are meant for so much more. Like, let's bring that out. I think it's beautiful what's happening right now, because I mean, when I was younger, I wish I had someone like me to guide me through everything, but right, we're here for a reason. So it's so interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And like when you said as well about it being hard to, you know, to change and to confront yourself with that change, I think one of those things as well is like, and I witness this a lot in myself and my own journey. But at the same time, like, I'm one of those people, like when I have a coach, I'm like, pull me out on stuff. Like when, if you see I'm not like 100% showing up, or I like have a belief around myself that is not supportive, pull me up. Like, I need the like, no bullshit, sort your shit out. I need that, because I'm just like, I don't want to be like, when I had this realization about myself that I could make the decision to change, I was like, I wonder how many things there are that I don't even notice that I could change. So that's right. Why I love, like, yeah, I love that. I love being coached that way. And I love coaching that way as well, because I think there's just like so much courage in the person giving you the feedback and so much love behind it, because no one would share that unless they truly cared for you and loved you. Because I mean, if they didn't, they would choose the easy route, which is say nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that you're sharing this right now, because I am known to be tough love coach. And so I recently had a retreat and girls came in and did a little documentary for my program, and I didn't see what they said about me. And one of the things that I was like dying laughing is they're like, Steph is so tough. Like she will like lay it all on out you. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't realize I was that tough, but I'm really just like you said, I call people out and I'm really honest, because I do hear a lot of women tear themselves apart and say like, everything sucks today. I suck today. My body sucks today. I'm like, no, it doesn't. You need to stop telling yourself that and just kind of like, shut up. Like, yeah, it's not like that. Like I'm so straight up in still a loving way.
It always comes from a loving way, though. That's the thing.
Yes. Because if you truly want to help someone and see, you know, show them that the way you see it is not the way they see it, you need to be kind of in that tough love kind of scenario. And
definitely
if I was to say like, oh, it's okay, like, you know, and coddle people up and, you know, make them feel good, it's, you're not teaching them anything.
You're enabling the behavior. That's
exactly
thing. And it's like,
yeah,
when people are in that space where they're like, oh, I feel so bad about myself, and then you're like, don't feel bad, it's fine. It's like, it's literally not doing anyone any favors. And so, and this goes back to that whole thing, it's like why it's so hard to change, because you can wake up and be like, I need to change. But it's like literally coming to the confrontation and admitting to yourself that you are not a victim. And that is sometimes the scariest freaking thing. Because if you're just like, oh, but it's not my fault. It's not my fault that I feel depressed, because it's a chemical imbalance in my brain. Okay. Like it's not my fault that I can't have more money or do this or do that, because my family's poor and I've never had a good role model and blah, 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 blah. Like we can think of a million freaking reasons, and it feels so good to have an excuse as to why you can't do something. But if you suddenly awaken to yourself and say, actually, you can do something about it, and actually it is in your hands, you have to first be willing to admit to yourself that the situation you're in is also because of you. And not in a,
yes,
like, it's not something to feel bad about. It's not something to beat yourself up about, because then we're going backwards. But it's a realization to have and just be like, see the power in that. Be like, holy crap. Like, I may have created everything in my life right now, but that means I have the ability to create anything I choose in the future.
It's all about self-awareness.
Oh,
it's something, yes, I talk about so much. And yeah, self-awareness can mean like, oh, like I did a really good job, or oh, I kind of effed up, or oh, I'm being, you know, unrealistic or whatever. And being self-awareness and being critical of yourself is so good, because that's how you grow. Exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, this applies to everything in life, but I feel like we live in a very quote unquote soft society where, yeah, we just want to feel good. We want to feel like everyone's telling us we're perfect, we're amazing, we don't need to change. And it's like, I don't know, in different school systems, but here it's like teachers don't even put X's, red X's on kids when they get an answer wrong anymore. We want to make them feel so good even if they get something wrong, or like you get an award for even participating and all these things. And I'm like, we're just, yeah, teaching people that we're amazing, even though we have room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think knowing that we have so much room for improvement is the most amazing thing in the world, mm-hmm, because I never want to stop growing and learning as a person. And I hope everyone feels that way, but I know that it's really hard to get to that point in your life where you're like, aha, I have so much to learn. I have so much to give. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I think like such a big part of that is that it's like also understanding that it's not self-critical from the point of you beat yourself up. It has nothing to do with that. So it's not body shaming yourself because you're not at the fitness or weight or whatever that you expect yourself to be. It's not, you know, saying, tell yourself that you're not good enough because you haven't hit an income goal. It's like this perfect balance of being able to, right, like love and appreciate yourself so much and know that you're awesome, right? Have this incredible love for yourself. At the same time though, not buying into your own bullshit. Like, that's the
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
And that's where people get caught out. They're just like, oh, I pour me this and pour me that. Like, you know, the teacher gave me a red X. I suck now and everything's terrible. And it's like, no, you're like, you tried, you put so much effort into that. Celebrate your effort. And look, here's where you have room to grow. Right. Like,
yes.
And this is where you can get better. And this is where you can keep growing. And it's like a completely different energy. But yeah, something that's really not taught or nurtured into us within the system that we live in.
Absolutely. And I see this a lot with people and clients. It's like, oh, you know, I'm not seeing results, or, oh, you know, whatever the thing is. And I'm like, are you doing the things to get you results? Like self-reflection. Are you eating well? Are you exercising? Oh, no, you're not. Well, that's the reason why you're not seeing the result, right? Like, it's not, it's self-reflection. And it's not like, oh, poor me, like I suck, I didn't go to the gym for 2 weeks. Just know that's the reason why you're not seeing results. Now you know what
exactly.
to do to improve. Mm-hmm. Then that's exactly what it is with everything in business. Like, oh, why am I not, you know, getting clients, or why am I not, you know, making money? And it's like, are you doing the things? Are you showing up? Oh, maybe I'm not. Okay. You mm-hmm. know, there's always room for improvement. And like you said, it's not about beating yourself up. It's just saying, okay, that didn't work so well. I wasn't doing anything. Now I'm going to make things better.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I feel like we feel so ashamed to admit if we made a mistake or weren't on the right track or whatever it was. We feel so ashamed because it's not always a perfect linear like line of improvement. But mm-hmm. I think that's so unrealistic because nothing yeah. is ever like that.
And I think this goes back to like the way that we're taught. It's like success or failure. It's not
right.
like, actually, that's not what it is. Like, people think they're opposites, but they're actually side by side. It's like, you know, like you go through, or even you can call it challenge rather than failure, because that's really what it is. It's a challenge for you to move through. It's, you maybe didn't hit your goal this time, but success is always inevitable. Like, you know, and it's, you know, they always say it's quitting. That's true failure. That's really the only failure. But we get so conditioned that if we, like, you know, if we don't pass the test, or if, even though math isn't our strong point, if we're not getting all the points, then we're failed at life. Like, we're a failed human, right? Like,
right.
We get so, we get this message from all around us that there's like the system. And if you don't fit exactly into the system, then you're not doing it right, and that you're doing it wrong. And so then when it comes to creating this self-awareness, this is where people hesitate so much in this, around this, because like you said, they don't want to admit that they did the wrong thing. Like, oh, I didn't go to the gym, but I'm just going to block that out of my mind and just complain I didn't get the results. Because it is that whole thing. It's like, somewhere underneath us, we still feel that we're that like child that's going to get told off because we did the wrong thing. When really, if we only understood that this is like part of our magic, is being able to witness ourselves in that space.
Absolutely. I love that. And we're humans.
Yeah.
You know, allow ourselves to make mistakes or not show up, but then learn from it and then do better and grow. That's really mm-hmm. what it comes down to. Like, take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just because you kind of messed up doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it from what it is and move on. That's
yeah.
all it is.
Totally. So
wow.
one of the things that I also really admire about your journey is like when you decided to start a business. So did you say it was like 1.5 or 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you, it was like, you know, you made the decision, just like with all the other amazing things, you made this decision and, you really like went full in and invested in yourself and like, you know, had this self-awareness. Like, what's been your journey like from that standpoint? It's kind of like the behind the scenes of growing the business. Like, what's been going on there for you?
Yeah. So the day that I started my online business was the day that I decided I was ever going to do it. I never thought it was a possibility for me. I never really considered it. It just kind of came, it fell into my lap. So what happened was I had coaches on my Facebook and they were running some kind of group program. And this was during the time that I was in limbo. I quit my job and then I didn't know what was happening. So I was like, okay, there's this program. It's like $1,000. Sure, whatever. I'll try it out. And basically what happened was I threw an offer out there. I didn't even know what the heck I was doing. And this was mostly from my Instagram followers. And I threw some kind of offer out there. And I remember people saying, like, we have been waiting for you to do this. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. And I was like, this is amazing. And so I invested in myself. It was like some group program for a few months. It would have been the summer of 2017. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of just like, okay, this is what it is. And I tried to just DIY the rest of it for mm-hmm. a few months until the beginning of this year. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. what do I do next? That's when I created Courageously Confident. Mm-hmm. And then during my first program, and then I ran it a few sessions, but then I was like, something's missing, or people only see me as the fitness girl. And I felt like I was holding back, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So mm-hmm. that was a really tough time in my life, because this confusion and uneasiness in my business was showing up in myself. So mm-hmm. I was going through like a really dark time, and it was affecting my relationship. It was just affecting my mood and everything. So I realized, okay, I need help. Mm-hmm. I need to invest in some kind of like coaching program again, or a coach, or one-on-one. And I just felt really called to having a one-on-one coach, because I did the group thing before. Mm-hmm. And so we are both coached by Melanie. I'm sure you've talked about her before. Oh, yeah. And so, crazy story. I don't even know how I had her on Facebook. It was during my really dark time. I came across one of her live streams. I don't even know what she was talking about. And I was just like, I need this woman in my life. And I messaged her, and I literally like hired her right away. And mm-hmm. so here we are now. It's been months. I hired her in like April. Like, Melanie transformed my life. The investment in myself, like, I never invested so much at one time in myself, and then reinvesting in her coaching and her programs have just transformed me as a person and showed me what it does when you decide to level up.
Oh, yeah.
When you decide that you're meant for more, whether that's through, you know, financially investing, emotionally, like all the things that come with it, has been life changing. I don't even have words. My business has transformed. My mindset, my own personal development, my anxiety has decreased. My relationship with my fiance has just skyrocketed. Like, everything has changed. And I think a lot of people who maybe are on the edge, like not sure if they should invest or not, get really scared, because they're like, well, I can figure it out on my own. Or like, well, is this person really going to help me? Or like, you know what I mean? We have that doubt. Mm-hmm. And I get it, because I think we all experience it. But once you're in it, say you sign up for a fitness program, you see all other areas of your life kind of transform. Like, when you invest, it lights a fire in your mood, in the way you show up, in your vibe, in your energy. Obviously, if it's a fitness program, in the gym, in your body image. You know, if you invest in a business coach, like, yeah, your business is going to grow, but also you're just going to start to show up in a higher level, because you just, you know, spent whatever amount of money, and that's that energy. So I just preach and tell people, invest in yourself, because it will change all aspects of your life, not just the thing you're investing in. Mm-hmm. It will really just challenge you and show you what level you are capable of right now, and how higher that is than what you think you're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's been a huge thing for me as well, is like this whole combination between like this battle that I have in my own head of like, oh, I think I should be further ahead, and poor me, and like, you know, and not that I ever really play the victim, but I mean, underneath it, there's always layers of that I witness and go, ooh, that's interesting. And so there's been like those places, but then working with a coach, what's so amazing is like, they like, well, working with Melanie for me, she's like really like pulled to the forefront my epicness. And I'm like, oh damn, that's how you see me? Like, okay, like, this feels good.
Yes.
And
right.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the same thing. You know, when I first started with her and I would say hit some goal or achieve some things, she's like, so how are you celebrating or what are you doing? And like, this is amazing. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I never realized how amazing all these quote unquote small things were until I realized, oh, this is really cool. I'm doing amazing things. I'm, you know, changing my life. And it really allowed me to see that I am so capable of so much. And I know right now, like, we're both in the mindset of like, we're capable of so much right now, but it's just getting started. Like, we are still growing.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool to even say, like, yeah, I'm pretty awesome now and I do pretty awesome things, but I'm still growing. So what is in the future just blows my mind already.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about having a coach. It's like, if this is your, you know, choice of investment, I feel like what one of the things that's so powerful, which I don't even know if the words itself will like land properly unless you've had a coach before or you're working with a coach now. But it is absolutely transformative of the, you know, how they can see things that you can't. Like, that's really what a coach does, is they help you see a perspective that you can't see. They help you see a future that you don't yet understand. You know, you can calibrate your energy with someone who is earning 10 times what you are, or, you know, has been through all the things, has built a successful business, has, you know, regained their body love and all of these amazing things. And so it's like they help you tap into a perspective that you can't see. And when you understand how manifestation works, how business growth works, how all of these things work, all it really comes down to is a shift in our perspective and our belief system. And that's what's so powerful, really.
Seriously, it's the transformation of who I am right now compared to who I was in the beginning of April, March is just insane. And that's what happens. And I always say, I do believe we're capable of achieving all these things on our own, figuring it out, but it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of like, okay, like research. Whereas when you have a coach, you fast track so much results. You know, like, yes, things still take time. You know, like I said, we all have room for improvement and growth. But when you have a coach, you'll fast track your results, whether it's business, money, you know, fitness, mindset, anything. You fast track results because someone is just right there ready to show you who you are and what you're capable of. Mm-hmm. And that, like you said, people won't understand it unless you really know the feeling of having a coach, but it's incredible.
And I think like just the idea of investment in yourself anyway, regardless of what it is. I used to always think that, I don't even really know why I thought it was a good idea to hire a coach or a mentor or anything, but I can't even remember where that came from, but I'm sure that somewhere along my journey, it just seemed like a good idea, to learn from someone who's done the things. But, it was like, it was this mindset that it was just like, oh, you spend money and they'll tell you the secrets and then you do those things. It was like not a very like super empowering belief. I just thought it was like, you kind of have to pay the money to get the secrets, you know?
Yeah.
How I see it now though, is it, sorry?
I was just going to say, I feel like a lot of people see that, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, I have to spend all this money to figure out, you know, step 1, 2, 3, but it's really not like that.
No. And it's like how I see it now is that I really think when you invest in yourself, it is like a declaration to the universe that you believe that you will achieve the thing that you're investing in. You know, like, so if you're investing in your business growth, whether it be a course or whatever, coach, then it's like you are declaring to the universe that you are ready for this. And when you make a declaration to the universe, that is some powerful energy to put out there. Right.
It seriously is. And I'm like you mentioned earlier when you know, you have a coach, you're like, I'm all in, tell me the things I need to work on that maybe I don't see, like call me out. And anytime, you know, whether it's one-on-one or in a group program, I'm like, I am all in, like, not just because I spent X amount of money, but because I'm just in this energy now that I'm like, I am here. I am with all the other women doing the thing. I am with this, you know, this person coaching all these things. Like, I want to soak up as much as I can to just grow. Mm-hmm. And that's not step 1, 2, 3 to achieving success. That's an energy.
Yeah.
That's a feeling that doesn't even have words. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's exponential, and it like leaks into every area of your life. Like you said before, it's just like, yeah, you might hire someone to help you with your business, but next thing you know, you're just like, relationship's amazing. And you're, you know, having a better relationship with your family. And like, it's just like so mind blowing. But that I truly do believe that there is powerful energy behind self-investment and just seeing your worth and like being like, I bet on this, you know, I bet on myself. Yes. Yeah.
I love it. I just got chills from you saying it like that. It's so amazing. So I hope everyone listening, if you haven't invested and people want to just like feel our energy and do it for yourself, because it will change your life.
Yes, I know. Oh my gosh. The coolest thing ever. And it's like, it's such a beautiful, feeling being coached and also being able to coach. Like it is so cool. Like I love this time that we live in, like you said, the coaching era, where it's really all about one person being like, I did it and you can do it too. And it's just,
yeah,
I mean, this is a ripple effect I'm all in for.
Right. And I love, I guess it's kind of maybe like our little community or circle. Like I'm friends with a lot of coaches on social media, and we're all so supportive of each other. Oh, I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, like you just rocked that thing, or you just like sold out your thing and you have the amazing branding. And like, I'm so supportive of all these coaches, and it never feels like a competition.
No.
Because we're all coached and we have this mindset of just openness and receiving, that it's no lack, it's just love and respect. And I have clients who work with other coaches that I know and other things, and I'm like, rock on, like hire everyone, you know, do things, learn from everyone. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that speaks though to the energy in life in general, because that, I think it's such an important thing to know, because if one person succeeding or one person looking good or one person, you know, doing the thing, it doesn't mean that it's less available to you. Like I always say, it's actually so crazy when you think about it. And we talk about like the law of attraction and stuff like that a lot on the podcast. So the listeners, you'll probably know, if not find an episode that where we talked about that. But it's this whole concept of, oh my gosh, now I forgot my point. Wait, what was I saying?
The law of attraction and like being open to receiving it from everyone, and knowing that if one person is successful, doesn't mean that you can't have that too.
Exactly. And so it's like when we understand this energy, that we understand that if we're seeing something consistently in our life, it means that we're actually vibrating at that level, which means it's soon about to enter into our life. Right. Yeah. So it's like when we're wanting, like, you know, the whole scenario, and there's science to this as well. Like when we really want a new car and then suddenly we start seeing the car everywhere, like, yes, there's an energetic, like law of attraction whole thing to that. But it's also like literally something that happens in the brain, the reticular activating system, right? Which you probably know about, Steph, as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, we suddenly start seeing that more. It doesn't mean now like, oh, everyone's got that car, I can't have it. No, it means that you're actually moving closer to actually physically having it in your own life. And so seeing other people succeed, seeing other people sell out programs, seeing other people do their 5K, 10K and 30K months, like that is all signs that you're on the right vibe. You're on the right calibration to be moving towards those things. Where most people shoot themselves in the foot as they go, oh, that means that, you know, how come they're doing it and I'm not? And they get into this energy where they're almost like self-sabotaging that vibe and like bringing their vibe back down and actually pulling themselves further away from it again, because they're creating separation between them and the thing rather than actually in celebration and knowing that there's enough for everyone and that they're already clearly in this space and it's soon about to happen for them as well. Like it's, yeah, it's just like a cool reminder sometimes that when you see other people succeeding, it's just proof that you will soon have the success that you're working towards as well.
It's beautiful. And yeah, and it does, I can see that some people are in that mindset of, oh, they have that, so I don't have that. Mm-hmm. But it takes work to pull yourself out and actually see that it's really beautiful to see it like, oh, she has that, that's possible, I can achieve that, like, let's go. It's that energy. And I think, you know, as coaches or no matter what you want in life, surround yourself with those high vibe people, that people that lift you up and inspire you, because then you're going to do the things that you really want to do, compared to being around, you know, whatever it is, like lazy family members or people who do nothing, then you're going to fall into their funk. We vibe off of energy. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if you start seeing that car, you start seeing those people's success, like that's so close for you. Just embrace that energy and that celebration, mm-hmm. and it will happen.
Exactly. And notice the things that are amazing about those people, learn from those people, like get excited for them. And it's, yeah, it's like, and how much like nicer does life feel? If you like, think about like, you have two options. You can go through life feeling like the world's against you and everyone has everything that you don't, and you have to struggle to get everything you want. Or you can live like amazing relationships with people, being kind to people, being loving to people, like, and then having all of this amazing success just magnetized towards you because you're awesome. Like,
it's amazing. You get to choose.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. It comes down to exactly what we talked about at the beginning of the episode. It's a freaking choice.
Yeah.
That's
so powerful to know that you can choose really amazing things or you can choose the negative. Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
Yeah.
And when people realize they have that power, everything changes.
Mm. And I remember as well, like I coined myself as like an eternal optimist. I've always been pretty optimistic and positive in my life, but I also had like a time where I felt really embarrassed to be positive. So I was negative to combat it because it was while I was at uni and I had a friend at the time anyway. And she would often make comments about how she hated it when people smiled, because what is there to smile about in life? And I was always like, ah, blah, 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 blah. And then it really hit me because, you know, I wanted to be her friend and I didn't want her to feel bad about herself. And so I started just complaining about things. And then I'd be like, ugh, oh my God, why is that person smiling? And I noticed myself like starting to complain and get really negative. And it wasn't only her, like it wasn't just her influence. I think that was kind of just like the thing that ticked it over, because that was also a time when I was experiencing a lot of mental health stuff. And my positivity was actually a mask. You know, it wasn't genuine positivity. It wasn't that I was genuinely positive. It was, I was trying to not feel the pain. And I thought that if I smiled at everyone, then they would, you know, not know that I was in pain. And then somehow that would mean I wouldn't know I was in pain. But yeah, it was just so interesting how I was in that phase. And I really like had this thought, and I was like, you know, like I got so deep into it that I didn't even recognize myself as a positive person anymore. And I was like, I just can't be positive because there's nothing good to be happy about. And some people are just like this. Some people are born positive and that's how they're born. And some people are born negative and that's how they're born. And I remember like thinking this thought. And the reason that I bring this up is because I've met people like that since who say, yeah, but it's easy for you because you're positive. And I'm like, positive isn't a freaking thing you're born with. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. And there's a huge difference between, like I said, the positivity where I was masking myself and the way I feel positive now, because really, if you're being positive about things, you can face the things that aren't going so well, you know, and call yourself out on those things too.
Right.
But that goes hand in hand with whether we're talking about being positive or we're talking about your financial situation. Like, I know that's a lot of when people get sensitive about, they're like, oh, but you don't know what it's like. And I'm like, well, actually I do. And it's
a whole nother episode. Yeah. Like, don't even get me
to
started.
To be continued. Yeah. Huge, right?
Oh my gosh.
So this has been such a super fun conversation. I would love to know if you could leave the audience with a message that you feel like kind of sums up everything we've talked about, or is kind of like a different perspective of what we talked about, that you just like a note you'd love to leave on. What is it?
Wow. Yeah. I would just say whatever situation you're in now is not your forever.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we said, you have the choice to pull yourself out and to make anything you want in your life happen. It just comes down to you saying yes to yourself. And really, if you feel that, just run with it. Feel mm-hmm. it and run with it and watch your life explode, because you're not a victim to your circumstances. You can say yes to yourself. And I think that's the biggest thing for everything we talked about, from body image to fitness to confidence to business, everything. You are not destined to where you're at right now. There's so much more for you.
That's freaking beautiful. I love that. I'm like feeling like this. Oh my God, I can't do anything. Like, I feel it in my soul.
Yes.
Yeah, that was so good. So where can people connect with you if they want to, you know, join your community or connect with you on social media? Like where can they find you?
Yeah. So the two best places are one on Instagram. I'm at XOGingy. I love Instagram. That's where it all started. And then in my Facebook community, it's called the Courageously Confident Community. It's an open community. It's all about everything from fitness to confidence to body image to literally everything, business. It's just this high vibe space for women. So those are the two best places to find me.
Amazing. This has been so awesome.
Yay. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much too. And so everyone, please connect with Steph. And as always, like screenshot the episode, tag us on Instagram, on your story. And if you have questions, I know Steph would be so happy to hear from you. And I'm always happy to hear from you as well and continue the conversation, either with us individually or over on my Facebook group as well, Abundant Babes, A Home for the Visionary. So feel free to head over there and continue this chat as well. And other than that, have an amazing rest of your week, everyone. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Abundant Babe. It's Violet here. I just wanted to end off with a really quick note and wish you Happy New Year. This is the first episode in 2019, and I'm so excited I got to spend it with Steph and with you guys. And I really want to thank you because you really could be anywhere in the world right now, and you're choosing to be here listening to this. And I am beyond grateful for all of it. So I am wishing you an amazing, amazing new year. If you're really enjoying the podcast, or even if this is your first time listening to an episode, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you. And please remember to share it with a friend if you're enjoying it. Screenshot it, post on your Instagram story, and tag us so we know who's listening. Let us know what interested you most, what was most impactful from the episode. And then as well, subscribe, rate, review, all the good stuff. And if you are also looking for more support in 2019 on anything to do with getting your purpose channeled into a successful business or really upscaling your business that you're working on right now, working on your mindset and all the beautiful things, I have some amazing programs and stuff available, as well as my one-on-one coaching this year. So right now I have the podcast project, which is to help you set up your very, very own podcast if you've ever thought of that. And then secondly, Soulful Business Academy is also launching this January. So just get in touch if you have any questions about any of that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.